Welcome, everybody, to this special announcement here on the Fandom Podcast Network. And we are very excited for what we are about to announce. But I can't make an announcement like this by myself. And I know he's brought something special with him for the special announcement. You've got some jelly babies for me, Norman?
I do. Would you care for a jelly baby?
Absolutely, because I've got the fish sticks and the custard.
Oh, fantastic.
So if you haven't figured it out from those clues, I just have one thing to say. Yes, Doctor Who is coming to the Fandom Podcast Network. Norman, I am really excited.
I'm excited too. This is something that you and I have been talking about for quite some time, because Doctor Who in the vernacular of pop culture fandom is probably one of the most indelible franchises in science fiction history, if not the longest running show, continuous show in science fiction history. And it is time. Pardon the pun. Not really. Sorry, not sorry. It is time for us at the Fandom Podcast Network to cover this incredible wealth of information that is Doctor Who.
Without a doubt, it is time. It is the perfect time, because we're coming into a major change in the Doctor Who landscape. But Norman, before we go any farther, I think I want to give you the honor of revealing the name of the Doctor Who podcast on the Fandom Podcast Network.
Well, this is a collaboration of so many great ideas and so many different visions for the show, and so many different ways that we can slice the Doctor Who pie, if you will. We've had so many different ideas, from this, that, and TARDIS this, and Time Lord that. But I think that when at the core of it, we wanted to get to something that was not just a deep dive cut for Doctor Who, but something that was very unique. So without further ado, welcome to Type 40, a Doctor Who podcast on the Fandom Podcast Network.
And of course, the birthing of Type 40 comes from the fact that it's the type of TARDIS the Doctor procured from the Time Lord, shall we say.
Yeah, quote unquote procured.
But now, Norman, I have a feeling that a lot of our listeners out there are going, wait a minute, Kyle, Norman, you guys do so much on the Fandom Podcast Network already. How do you have time for this?
Well, it's interdimensional travel, so that your TARDIS can show up in one point and my TARDIS can show up in one point. But more importantly, we have a very special and new addition to our Fandom Podcast Network family who is materializing in his own TARDIS as we speak.
Yes. And you know what? A lot of people might be familiar with him from his Facebook groups, the Spacebook. And he was also on our Doctor Who Christmas special this past year in 2017, and brought some amazing Who knowledge. And we know he's going to bring some amazing Who knowledge to Type 40 as well. And it is with honor I introduce to our listeners the newest member of the Fandom Podcast Network, Mr. Dan Hadley. Welcome, Dan, to Type 40 and the Fandom Podcast Network.
Oh, thank you both. It's great to be here. I didn't knock four times, but you let me in anyway.
And real quick, just so everybody out there knows, he doesn't have a mic problem. He actually is British.
Yeah, that's the disclaimer. There had to be one. It's the law on a Doctor Who podcast. There has to be at least one Brit.
I have to. I completely and 100% agree.
Norman, you're in charge of the tea.
I'm in charge of the tea.
Yeah.
Okay. I can do tea.
Oh, I have bought jammy Dodgers.
Ooh. Oh. Okay.
Fish fingers are still in the oven.
There we go. So, I think it's only fair, Norman, to let everybody know where our Who fandom comes from and what makes us feel like we can bring something out there for a Doctor Who podcast. And you know what, Dan, I want to start with you, because you're new. You're the new guy here. So I want everybody to get a good feel for you and an introduction. So tell us, you know, just in a kind of briefly, where your Who fandom is at, what it covers, and you know, why Who is so important to you.
Doctor Who, I said at Christmas, I've been watching Doctor Who for literally as long as I can remember. Not only that, but I've been talking about Doctor Who, driving my friends and my family nuts with it for probably almost as long. So now, now it's your turn. Yeah, it's a new voice, new face, although you can't see that at the moment. And Yeah, I hope it's a very exciting new chapter in my own fandom, being able to talk and to listen and to share with the two of you and the various people we hope to attract into our TARDIS, and the listeners, your audience out there, who we hope to bring something genuinely different with an energy all of its own. Obviously, our own various different experiences from growing up with Doctor Who, you know, mine in Britain, where it is kind of stitched into the fabric of our cultural heritage now, and just sort of running with it, really, and seeing where it goes. I mean, I've it's not just the television show. I've been reading about it all that time. I collected the Target books. I used to go to the old local groups in the pre-internet days to meet other fans, which the internet is sort of like a modern-day equivalent of. Some of you out there probably will recognise my name for the right reasons, I hope. And this is a whole new adventure for me. It's the next regeneration for a lifelong Doctor Who fan.
Now, Norman, I know I've had many conversations with you when it comes to your Who fandom. Mm-hmm. And I know that you do follow the modern Who somewhat, but you are classic Who through and through.
That's where I grew up with Doctor Who. You know, there are those stereotypical stories about spending too much time in your parents' basement and kind of like isolating yourself from the rest of the world as everyone outside was kind of like playing football or baseball or sports. I was firmly planted in my parents' basement, that giant furniture cabinet cathode ray TV with a huge helping of classic science fiction shows like Star Trek, the original series, and the original Battlestar Galactica. But the one show that I always loved watching without fail, and thank you for PBS for being able to do that for me when I was younger, was the Tom Baker era of Doctor Who. Now we're talking about 1974 to 1981. And Dan, please correct me on any of these. You're the Doctor Who expert here. I'm not.
As you were. All present and correct so far.
that's when my formative years, you know, I was, in my early years, you know, like 6, 7, 8, around the time when Doctor Who was coming over from England to public broadcast television here in the United States. And Tom Baker left an indelible mark as Doctor Who, both in the fandom, but on me as well. He's my favorite Doctor. Everyone has their own. So from then on, I've always had a very close relationship with the show, all the way to when I went to college, because one of my good college friends, he had a wealth of VHS tapes, and his parents used to record the show for him and send it to him in care packages with jelly babies and all that kind of stuff. So it was... The funny thing about Doctor Who is that it's always, or has always been there, because it's been so consistently broadcast for the last 54 years. There was that time period, you know, between Sylvester McCoy and Paul McGann, but overall, though, I think that Doctor Who has always been dependable as a science fiction show. So for me, I've really relied on that dependability, where some of the science fiction programming or fantasy programming that I love, you know, they've disappeared from time to time, but I always felt that Doctor Who was kind of like the home and hearth of science fiction that you could always return to.
Yeah. And for me, with my Who fandom, I'll be the first to admit, when it comes to classic Who, I'm just kind of now starting to get myself down in that rabbit hole. For me, it was modern Who that brought me in. Seeing Christopher Eccleston, I mean, I was familiar with Tom Baker. I had PBS growing up, even in Alaska, we had PBS, but it was modern Who that really brought me in. And when I talk modern Who too, I don't just talk about Doctor Who itself. One of the things we're going to talk about here on Type 40 at some point is Torchwood as well, because that is very important to the Doctor Who modern landscape of things.
But the Sarah Jane Adventures.
Oh, yes. And can never forget Sarah Jane.
But never forget Sarah Jane.
But we even find time for Class.
Oh, yes, Class, which spun out of one season, but spun out of the Capaldi era, and was actually a very popular show. It's developed a cult following to it. We will definitely be covering Class as well, but we're going to be covering all things Who here, from the show to DVD sets to the audiobooks to the other books, merchandise, everything. Our goal is to try to get as much Who out there and maybe inspire some people who maybe only are familiar with one generation of Doctor Who to check out another part of Who that they maybe haven't yet. But like every other show here on the Fandom Podcast Network, it's going to be done in the way only we here at the FPNet can do it. And that's by having fun and enjoying this fandom, because it is one of the most amazing fandoms out there. I think both of you gentlemen can agree with me on that.
Absolutely.
So first, final, in closing, you know, we've got, it's an exciting time for Doctor Who. We are looking at the first female Doctor ever in Jodie Whittaker. And Norman, I know you're excited about that.
I am. And one of the things, I know you said in closing, but we're probably going to extend this for like another 10 minutes because we have so much to say. But one of the things that kind of like allowed the three of us to get together, you, Kyle, and Dan and I, was the kind of like the excitement that's building around the release of a new Doctor. This is 13, Doctor 13. And Jodie, for me, is a breath of fresh air. I love kind of like where this is developing. However, the other thing that is exciting about the three of us getting together is that we're coming from Doctor Who from three completely different perspectives. And as we are kind of crafting the future for this show, we're all going to have completely different top-down views of what we believe is relevant and should be talked about. So we're figuring this part out still. And I think that we all have very important things that we want to bring to the table. Classic for me, obviously, is very important. But obviously, talking about Jodie and how she's going to set the new stage for Doctor Who fandom is very, very important. Dan, when we approached you for the show, or actually when you approached us to talk a little bit more about your fandom of Doctor Who, where did you envision this show going for you as part of this team?
I view, it's not even a view, I know that Doctor Who is more than a TV show for a huge amount of people, personally and culturally. How Doctor Who, it's a whole universe. It's a place that you go to, sometimes in your own self, you know, people since childhood. And so while the show lives and breathes, it goes away, it comes back. You know, I think we'd all like it to be on a little more often than it is. In those gaps in between, that doesn't mean it's not, so it's not in there somewhere. I can never really go for a day without thinking about Doctor Who, if I'm absolutely honest, to some degree or another, even if it's in the simplest of things. And as much as we're going to be on the ball with every single new episode of season 11 as it's rolling out, I'd like to hear about all the little things in life, those Doctor Who moments, the moment in people's everyday lives where Doctor Who just pops back into their minds, or that moment where they find themselves sort of altering the tone of their voice to maybe sound a little bit more like Tom Baker, where the people around them won't realise that they're doing it, but they know that they're doing it. I do it. I'll probably do it on this show. The only difference is that you guys are all going to recognise it, and I'm going to be outed for the shameless geek that I am. So yeah, it's the whole side of the Doctor Who universe, the mythology, the characters, the way it informs us. I want to bring all that out, have it all talked about and played with on the show.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, what I'm hoping for out of this Doctor Who podcast is we do something that brings a positive fandom to Doctor Who. And I know, I think I can speak for both of you in saying it's been in the last few years, Doctor Who's become more of a worldwide phenomenon than it ever has been before. I mean, who would have thought even just a few years ago we would have such a large presence of Doctor Who at San Diego Comic-Con like it has been in the last few years. Obviously, we have the new time with Jodie coming out, which I am personally very excited for. And I also know that is a bit of a hot-button topic with it too, because there are people in the Who fandom who have some trepidation about these changes. And it's not in a bad way. It's just you know, it's changed. And, you know, one of the things with Doctor Who is that the fans do have become accustomed to change over the years, because our Doctor is always changing, and it's to a new person. And in this case, it's a female Doctor for the first time, which I think opens up exciting possibilities. And we have a new creator. We have a new writing team after years of Stephen Moffat. So I think Modern Who is in a great place for people to jump on and discover it for the first time, or maybe rediscover Who if you haven't been back to Who in a while. And I hope too that as we talk about classic Who, the fans of Modern Who maybe haven't dove down that rabbit hole, we can inspire them to go visit those classic Who episodes, whether it's a Tom Baker or Sylvester McCoy or any of the previous Doctors. Because even if you look at it, and if you've grown up in a more modern era and you're looking back and you're looking at old 70s, 1970s effects, remember, that's cutting edge time for those effects. And there's a sense of warmth and nostalgia there that really hits you right at home. And it's all Doctor Who, and it's all the foundation of what we have now for Who today. And I hope you at least try it. That would be my thing, is that I hope we inspire you to try it, and I hope we inspire you to have incredible fun with this incredibly fun fandom, Norm.
You know, the one thing that struck me really funny or interesting, if you will, when Fathom Events, which is a huge production, they work with local theaters to put on special live viewings or special viewings of either classic movies or even Broadway musicals. When they advertised that Tom Baker's signature, I guess, episode, Genesis of the Daleks, was going to be on the big screen through this Fathom Events, that is something that I never thought would have been entertained in the last, say, few years. Because why wouldn't you have put on something like a Peter Capaldi or someone modern on there? But I think that, well, one, because Tom Baker's Blu-ray DVD set has just been released, and we'll get to that in a future episode. But I do believe that there is still iconic staying power with the Doctor Who brand, especially with the iconicness of Tom Baker's Doctor in the lexicon of the Doctor Who fandom. But it also, I mean, think about it. They have to sell, you know, they have to sell tickets, and they're taking the place of that theater space that they could have been playing Solo, or they could have been playing Jurassic Park, but they decided to do this instead. So there is something that is still on the cusp of, this is very important to fans, this is very important to pop culture, and it's never really kind of gone away from the public consciousness to the point where people would actually go to theaters and enjoy this and kind of pass on this, you know, this the legacy of one fandom to this next generation who's going to be going or maybe introduced to the Doctor from Jodie Whittaker in the first place. So it's very exciting. Doctor Who has always been really good about reinventing itself and not stealing the regeneration dynamic, but it's always reinvented itself for where it needs to be for modern pop culture.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the other things too, we're very excited about with having Dan join us, Dan, is that you're going to bring it the perspective from the home of Doctor Who, Dan. And I've got to ask you, with all of this change coming with Doctor Who, and how is that being accepted from your perspective, Dan, as far as from where you're at coming, being in the home of Doctor Who?
People are, I mean, it went into meltdown last year after Jodie Whittaker was announced, and very exciting. I think the wait is sort of getting to people a little, in the nicest of ways. People are getting frustrated by the wait. And I, you know, we can all understand that. But when it hits, it's going to hit pretty big in every conceivable sense. She'll be everywhere. I can see that later on this year, everybody's going to be talking about Doctor Who. No doubt, as is always the case, everybody will have an opinion about it. I mean, if everybody who seems to have an opinion about Doctor Who watched Doctor Who, it would definitely be the most watched program, certainly in Great Britain. So yeah, it's very, very exciting. And that first episode, you know, I think we're looking at some seriously big ratings for that. by Christmas, who knows where we'll be. We still don't know about that Christmas special, Kyle. We still don't know if we're even going to get one. And, you know, and as frustrating as that is, that's kind of exciting too, that we know so little about what's coming next.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things with Doctor Who, is that every time we have a regeneration, that we don't know what we're going to get with our new Doctor till we actually see our new Doctor in place. And you know what? It's kind of like here with this Type 40 podcast. This is our first generation, and I am sure as we continue along our path and develop this podcast, it's going to go through some regenerations, and they're all going to be for the better. I just hope we don't use our whole 13 regeneration cycle up in a short period of time, gentlemen.
We'll do our best. We'll do our very best.
So with that, I want to say we're very excited to bring Doctor Who to the Fandom Podcast Network. I cannot imagine two better people to do it with. Of course, Norm, my fellow co-founder here at the Fandom Podcast Network. I know you're just overflowing with ideas and excitement for this podcast.
Well, that's the great thing about Doctor Who, is that you have so much content to be able to discuss. Aside from how it means to us personally, this is a great wealth of information that we're finally going to be able to tap into. And I'm really excited to hear a lot of the fan participation, because that's one thing that we love about our fans of the Fandom Podcast Network, is that they're very engaging, they're very inquisitive, and they're very communicative, and they get in touch with us, and they let us know like what they feel about how we're discussing. So I can only imagine with what Dan said about everyone having an opinion when Doctor Who finally becomes at the top of pop culture again this fall, it's going to be just absolutely fantastic to re-engage with this fandom through the Fandom Podcast Network channels. It's going to be so much fun.
Yes. And, you know, it's such an honor to have Dan joining us. Dan, with your knowledge and your passion for Doctor Who, is there anything you'd like to say to the listeners as we're getting ready to embark on our first version of this podcast? As we close out this mission statement, that you would like to impart about Doctor Who and what you are hoping to bring to Type 40?
Well, I've wanted to do this for a fair while, between you and me. And I can't think of a better home for the kind of show that I want to be involved with than the Fandom Podcast Network. I believe that Doctor Who fandom is a perfect fit for your family of shows that already exist, and the kind of expansive nature to the Doctor Who universe. Obviously, as time moves on, as Norm said, we're going to chart our way through all the different relative dimensions, and it's going to be fun. Doctor Who is fun. Talking about Doctor Who is always fun, even if passions run high, talking about Doctor Who is never less than fun. And that is what we're going to concentrate into every edition of Type 40.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't think of any better way than to close this out, this mission statement. First of all, by thanking all of you listeners for supporting the Fandom Podcast Network like you've done for close to the last 3 years. And we hope we bring something new and exciting to Doctor Who that you enjoy and that we can give you pleasure in enjoying. And to quote the Ninth Doctor, I just hope it's fantastic. And as we jump into the Fandom Podcast Network TARDIS to begin this journey, I have to quote Matt Smith, the 11th Doctor, as we close out and just say, Geronimo! Thank you for listening, and thank you for hopping in our TARDIS, and we hope you enjoy this ride.